Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Eddie Lake. Batting second. The first baseman, Sam Vico. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Gray. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ted Gray. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Hank Majeski. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don White. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buddy Rosar. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lou Brissy. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lou Brissy. And now, play ball. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell bunts towards third. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lake moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a pop-up towards short. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Vallow moves to second. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wertz. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Vallow scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Swift for a passed ball. Chapman moves to third. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball four. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chapman scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Brissy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brissy bunts towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Rosar moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallow bunts towards first. Vico scoops it up and throws to first, with Lake covering, for the out. Rosar moves to third. Brissy moves to second. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-0 in the game. McCuskey is walked intentionally. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lake takes first base on ball 4. Trucks moves to second. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-1 in the game. Vico strikes out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. White fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on White. Trucks moves to third. Lake moves to second. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCuskey who is chasing the ball. Mullen reaches third base with a triple. Trucks scores. Lake scores. Kell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Tigers. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mullen scores. It's 4-2, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. Two runs are unearned. It's 6-2, Tigers. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Majeski fields it and throws to second for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into left field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Carl Scheib now pitching. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lake strikes out. One out. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 2 in the game. Vico hits a fly ball into right field. Valo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Mayo now playing second base. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rosar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Elmer Valo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Valo hits a pop-up towards short. Lapon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Mullen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Majeski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 6. And the Athletics too. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into right field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lapon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trucks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Rosar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0-for-1 in the game. Scheib takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0-for-3 in the game. Vico hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Majeski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, McCuskey strikes out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to second. two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Majeski hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chapman scores. It's 6-3, Tigers. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 3 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Majeski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Majeski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 3 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up towards first. Vico settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Rosar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosar is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Rosar hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Scheib is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scheib is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Scheib hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Trucks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trucks moves to third. Sam Vico is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vico is 0 for 4 in the game. Vico hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Trucks scores. One out. It's 7-3, Tigers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kell for the out. Mayo moves to second. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a triple. He's got three RBIs. Mullen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vallow moves to third. Art Houdeman now pitching. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Vallow scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, Tigers. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.